Exodus chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut out two stone tablets like the first ones. On these tablets I will write the same words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by morning, and come up to Mount Sinai in the morning. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one may come up with you. In fact, no person is to be seen anywhere on the entire mountain. Do not even let the flocks or herds graze in front of that mountain." Moses cut out two stone tablets like the first ones. Moses got up early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the two stone tablets in his hand. The Lord came down in the cloud. He took his stand there with Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and overflowing with mercy and truth, maintaining mercy for thousands, forgiving guilt and rebellion and sin. He will by no means clear the guilty. He calls their children and their children's children to account for the guilt of the fathers, even to the third and the fourth generation." Moses quickly bowed to the ground and worshiped. He said, "If I have now found favor in your sight, Lord, please let the Lord go along with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, pardon our guilt and our sin, and accept us as your possession." The Lord said, "See, I am making a covenant. In the presence of all your people, I will do marvelous things such as have never been created anywhere on earth or in any nation. So all the people who are around you will see the work of the Lord. For it is an awe-inspiring thing that I will do for you. Observe what I command you this day. Watch me as I drive out the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Be careful that you do not make a treaty with the inhabitants of the land to which you are going, or it will be a trap in your midst. But you must break down their altars and smash their sacred memorial stones to pieces, and you must cut down their Asherah poles. So you must worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Do not make a treaty with the inhabitants of the land, so that they can prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to their gods. If you do, they will invite you to eat their sacrifices, and they will invite you to take their daughters as wives for your sons, and their daughters will prostitute themselves and make your sons prostitute themselves to their gods. You shall not make any idols for yourselves. You shall observe the festival of unleavened bread. For 7 days you are to eat bread without yeast, as I commanded you. It is at the time appointed in the month of Abib, because you came out of Egypt in the month of Abib. The firstborn of every mother is mine, the firstborn from all your male livestock, the firstborn of cattle and sheep, the firstborn of a donkey you may redeem with a lamb. But if you do not want to redeem it, then you must break its neck. All the firstborn of your sons you must redeem. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you must rest. Even in plowing time and in harvest time you must rest. You are to observe the festival of weeks with the first ripe produce from the wheat harvest. Observe the festival of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times a year all your males are to appear before God the Lord, the God of Israel, because I will drive out nations before you and expand your borders. No one will covet your land when you go up to be in the presence of the Lord your God 3 times a year. You shall not offer leavened bread along with the blood of my sacrifices. Nothing from the sacrifice of the festival of the Passover is to be left over until morning. You are to bring the best of the first fruits from your soil to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a baby goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write these words for yourself, for these are the words with which I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat any bread or drink any water. He wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not realize that the skin of his face was shining because he had been speaking with the Lord. When Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, they were amazed that the skin of his face was shining, so they were afraid to come close to him. Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the rulers of the community returned to him, and Moses spoke to them. Afterward, all the people of Israel came close to him, and he gave them all of the commandments that the Lord had spoken to him on Mount Sinai. When Moses was finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out again. Then he would come out and tell the people of Israel what he had been commanded. Whenever the people of Israel saw Moses' face, they would see that the skin of Moses' face was shining. Then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with the Lord again.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.